Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's Azure Friday. We're here with Arif Qureshi, and we're talking about Common Data Service, and now we're going to extend the base schema that it comes with.
Right. So the Common Data Service comes with a base schema that allows you to get going very fast. Mm-hmm. You don't have to create complex models. Previously, we showed you, fairly complex case management model where using that model and building with a template app, within a few minutes, you can have a base app that you can start working on. But in many cases, you want to store more data. Power Apps is about taking the business process to the last mile, kind of adding, tweaking it to your team or group, mm-hmm. Making it different from the enterprise, because that's what you need to be efficient. So here, I'm going to show how we can add entities and also extend entities. So when you land on the homepage, you see your apps, you see some videos on how to use entities with Power Apps. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to click here, Browse Entities. You could also have clicked on the left nav. And basically, you have a list of entities here, and the scenario I'm going to show is, let's say we're a publishing shop, and I want to track books and authors.
Okay.
So in order to do that, I'm going to look through here, and I have lots of things representing people. I have family member. I have a household member. Mm-hmm. And basically, we've kind of been getting feedback from the field as we release these and say, how about you add this or that? And if we have enough feedback, we add it. But very generically, we have person. So I will be using, and this is just out of the box, we can take a look at the person schema.
And is the idea that I would take person and make that author and build upon it?
Yes.
Or would I start from scratch with a nothing entity, or do you always begin from a base?
So what we would like you to do is start from a base entity, mm-hmm. Because as many people build apps that collaborate on the same entities, then you start building data in the same place. So they're authors, they're shop floor workers, but they're all people. Mm-hmm. So if they come together in the same entity, in the same tables, then other apps, if they want to, can make use of that.
Like, is this a way of preventing the 15 different tables where there's first name and last name and surname and
correct,
et cetera, et cetera?
Yes. So this is an interesting point. I'll be looking for comments on this video because this is many people have tried to do this, and so we're trying to do it by just having a simple extensible schema.
Right.
So we tried to put in as many things that were common, like phone numbers and emails and social media accounts. So you don't have to use all those, but they're there for you. Mm-hmm. And you can extend this as you want to. So this particular one, I'm not going to extend. I could add a field here.
Okay.
But I will, in the interest of time, just create a new entity. And basically create a new entity by
when you pick a new entity, is it always based on something, or is this a new
blank? No, it's just a blank.
So you can do a new blank entity, but you are encouraged to extend ones if you see anything that has the fields you want.
Yes. So, so in this case, I'm going to do books, and we also support label system, which we can go into in the future for translations. So again, you can use as much business app type functionality as you want, or not use it. So mm-hmm. here, I'm just going to type everything. And then click Next. It's going to ask me to add fields. So there are some standard fields out of the box. And I'm just going to add very simple field for title. I could add ISBN number and all that stuff.
Right. And I assume your data sources can have, your data types can have some kind of constraints, length of the, if it was social security number, 9 digits or something.
That's right. And so I'm just going to pick text here, but we also have some semantic types like URL where, we validate, or pick list where it's an enumeration of things.
Right.
So all standard things that people who build data-driven apps are familiar with and want. Mm-hmm. We just have it in a convenient UI combined with Power Apps.
And when you have something that is a date time, presumably it flows all the way through the system so that everywhere that a date time is seen, you get a nice date time picker.
Yes, Correct.
Right? You would never store a date, just as an example, in a text, because then the semantics would be ruined throughout the app.
Yes. So yeah, we do have a date time field. So now books is created, and I will go related to. So I'm going to go in relations and related to person. So this is an example. I create a brand new entity and then related to a standard one.
Hmm. Okay. Did you click on business unit?
I did not. So it looks like the internet is giving me a bit of trouble here, but what I want to do there is go, and I'm just going to show one I've done before in the interest of time. So I did books one here.
Mm-hmm. And you added fields to it already?
I added fields to it, and I created a relation.
Okay.
And I'm just going to go show you the relation.
So there you've got ISBN and website and publisher, which is cool. And you can put in whether something is unique or required. And also I noticed that you can put in things that are searchable, which is like an indexing hint.
Yes. So, and here I've put a relation, the name of the relationship is author, and the related entity is person.
Yeah, that's an interesting one too, because the entity is person, not author, but you named it and you think about it as author because people are authors.
That's right.
That makes sense.
And so now you can build a Power App on this, but first, before you build a Power App, you want to put in some books because you probably will not build a read-write Power App right off. You want to just put a grid in there and see your data coming.
Sure.
So we have this open in Excel capability right on the book one entity.
Oh, that's interesting. Does it have like one of those Excels that has live data source?
Yes.
Those are cool.
Okay. So I'm going to open the book one entity in Excel. It will create a workbook for me with our Power Apps add-in.
Is it a lot? Are you just downloading the data, or is this a live connection to the data?
So downloading the Excel workbook, and inside it is an add-in that knows how to talk to Power Apps and the Common Data Service.
So you're going to be actually editing it in Excel, but it's going in the database in the cloud, the Common Data
Service. That's right. So we're going to enable this spreadsheet for editing, and then when we do that, it's going to load the add-in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the add-in will communicate back with the Common Data Service and fill in the data here.
All right, let's see what that looks like.
So now the data is filled in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bit of a rendering problem here, but let's add one more.
Okay.
So we're going to add one more book. And its ISBN number is 5, has HTTP, some website. I'm the publisher. And when I go on a field that's a lookup.
Right, because that was a reference to a person.
Let me see if I can get this to render.
So
if this was a date field, it would show a calendar.
Of course.
Since this field is a lookup, it's showing me people because I created a relation to a person.
Right, and you made a bunch of pretend people here.
Yep. So I'm just going to pick person 4. It fills it into the Excel, and then when I can publish that, and now the add-in is publishing the data, and we can go back to Power Apps.
That's really cool. You're using Excel as your data, because it's comfortable. Business users like Excel, they live in Excel, to go and enter that data in. And now, presumably, if I had an app, that would show up in the app, and here we're going to see it in the Common Data Service as well.
Yep, so here we're on, in the browser, the data browser, or the entity data browser in Power Apps, and you can see the one more book is there. So again, you didn't have to worry about where is my database. You just get an Excel, you fill it out, you can use drag and drop to fill in as much sample data as you want, and then build apps on it.
That's really cool. I'm already starting to think about what I could potentially build with this, and the simplicity of it for the business user is really powerful.
Right, and when we add the SDK, so we're working on a ProDev SDK as well. So when we add that, then even more possibilities are there for you to bring data in and then use with Power Apps.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing. We're learning all about building apps and extending the base schema of the Common Data Service here on Azure Friday.
Lovely. 12 minutes.
Awesome.
All right.
So you were the engineering manager?